Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to record today's podcast because after surveying you in my Insta story in the polls, I hear you loud and clear. You want to know about what to eat, how to eat. Those are the top things. And so if you hear me on the Insta stories and I'm polling you, please click because this is how I'm figuring out what to record. And so I always use your feedback. And I want to thank you so much to the review of the week. This says awesome podcast and they leave 5 stars. It's from M4D House 78. They say love Amber's positive attitude and the fact that she stresses to do what works for your body life. Loving these podcasts. Keep up the fantastic work, Amber. Thank you so much for your rating and review. I listen to every single one. I so appreciate it. And if you could find the time to leave me a rating and review, it would mean the world to me. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program.
Hey, everybody. Now, if you've ever looked at me and wonder, how do I get and keep the body I have? Here is the secret sauce in my weight loss and keeping it off. This is learning to crush meal prep. Because let's face it though, prepping meals can be time consuming and boring. And it's like, rather go see my friends, rather drink, rather lay on the couch, rather do anything than prep my food for the week. But when you're a busy professional like I am, if I want to have this body, a meal prep is a non-negotiable. Because let's face it, I might be a human, but I'm like an animal. And it's kind of like my cell phone. If I want that cell phone to be working real well, I have to charge it. If I don't charge it, it dies or glitches out all weird. Here's the thing. If I want my body to function properly, I have to feed it. And the way I do that is with food. Now, my body composition is going to be made up of whatever I put in it. And so if I want to look great, or let's be real, I have very intentional body goals. And if I want to meet those goals, you know what I have to do? I have to put the food in my body that is going to get me to reach those goals. So I know it can be time consuming and it doesn't always feel fun, but it has been everything so important to losing weight and keeping it off. If you want to get into a lower size body than you've ever been in or stay in a body that you've got, this episode is probably exactly for you. Now you might protest, nobody I know does meal prepping. No one I know does this. I've never done this before. I don't want to. I want you to look carefully at everybody you know, and I want you to look carefully at yourself and say, do you or do they have the body that you want? If the answer is yes, then go ask them what they're doing if it's not meal prepping. But if the answer is no, probably tune in. All right, so let's talk about it. I'm going to talk about meal prep, but I also want to put a caveat out there and say, you don't have to do it. You can outsource this. There is so many amazing options, meal delivery services or things that you can do that just deliver the ingredients and you can make it. Maybe you're like me and you use shakes to supplement a little bit. So I use Isagenix shakes to supplement 2 meals a day or snacks now at this time. But there is so many ways that you can make your meal prep easier on you where it doesn't have to be grueling and time consuming. Oh, I know it can be really hard. And so if body goals are important to you and you know that you want to look a certain way, you might want to start thinking about how do you crush this meal prep. Now, meal prep is something I still do despite having my 2 shakes a day. And I thought about outsourcing all of my meals, but at this time, I still have time to do it. And so I'm still meal prepping. So I thought I'd talk about it with you. So here is the thing about me. This doesn't mean you, but I'm a bit of a creature of habit and a little bit boring. I tend to eat the same things over and over and over because it makes my meal prep easy. Now, I do alternate through a few things, but it's figuring out what do you like what sustains you, what fills you, especially if you're in the weight loss phase. And let's be real, weight loss is a special time where we have to manage hunger, we have to manage eating in a certain way. And it's a little bit difficult because the foods are restricted. If you're on weight maintenance, you might get to eat a little bit more. But if you want to maintain a certain weight, I'm sure you know the foods that feel good and fill you up and the things that don't. So, meal prep. The first thing I'm going to talk about is the menu. And I think one of the easiest things with consistent meal prep is just get consistent with, three or four different lunch options that you have and about eight dinner options that you consistently have so that you have a repertoire, a recipe kit of things that are quick and easy and aren't going to be that hard. I know that I can get stuck in the scroll hole on Pinterest looking at all of the great options and then get really stuck that I do not know what on earth I should make because there is just too many choices. I don't know what's going to be good for me, good for my body. And so if you're kind of like me and you can get stuck in that overwhelming Pinterest scroll hole, go. Open up a quick pin right now, put lunch and dinners, put, 11 in there, and then just write out a list. And so the menu, get consistent. Three consistent lunch options, eight consistent dinner options, maybe same thing, three things for breakfast, one or two things, and just then get consistent with that. And so write out your list, hit the grocery store. For me, I've been eating typically some of the same things for months and months and months now. I don't need a list when I hit the grocery store because I know basically what I'm getting because it's typically the same with a couple of variations. Maybe I'm like feeling different fruits or different vegetables when I get in there, but I have a sense of what I need. So write it out, hit that store, go buy it, and don't feel like it has to be different all the time. Pick a couple of things you like, and then your body will tell you when it doesn't want to eat that anymore and pick some different things. And so for me, I have really figured out things I love is this brand of oatmeal. I think it's called Kroger. I don't know why. I saw it in someone's pantry one day and that was it. So I'm always buying that. We go to Costco and we spend a lot of money on just huge, huge, huge hunks of meat. And we get this basically assembly line of packing and cutting and freezer sealing tons and tons of meat. So those are always staples in my freezer so that at any point I always have healthy options available to me to make the foods that I love. The next thing I want to suggest is easy snacks. And so whether you're on weight loss or weight maintenance, snacking can be one of those things that gets us. Maybe it's our breakfast, lunch, dinner that are on point. But if we want to lose weight and keep it off, crush those snacks. And so you have to find snacks that are going to meet your goals and be filling. I don't know about you, but I hate being hungry. Hunger is the worst to me. And so I figure out easy 1 to 300 calorie snacks that were going to make me feel full, satiated, and great. I had to experiment with foods I'd never really eaten. Like we didn't eat a lot of avocado, for example, in my house growing up. Today, I eat a lot of avocado because I know it feels great, like satiety-wise for me. I actually like it, but I have to find quick, easy, and filling snacks. So for example, this might not be for everybody, but it is definitely for me. This is one of my favorite snacks, and I can't say it was anything ever I had growing up, and I don't really know where it came from, but I eat probably a cup of Greek yogurt, I eat 1 cup of strawberries, 1.5 tablespoons of flax, and a scoop of greens, at least for one of my snacks every day. Typically, that's my night snack, but I just love it. It feels great in my stomach. I love the taste, I love the texture. And it really fits easily into my caloric goals. It hits my protein goals, my macro goals. It is such a great snack for me, but I had to experiment with finding good snacks for me. Now, where I am at, my isolation shakes for me because I'm in my weight maintenance phase. One of my shakes and my breakfast is usually that. So it makes it pretty quick and simple and easy. I know it's on track and it's going to be great for my body, but I have to find easy snacks. So other things that I love high volume because I hate the sensation of hunger, like you've heard me say. So a whole cucumber is something that typically will accompany one of my snacks because things like a protein bar, for example, I don't find very filling. But if I pair that with an entire cucumber, I'm more on track. Now, I want to be comparing things that are high volume also with something that's going to provide me satiety. So something, for example, like cucumber strips and some homemade guacamole is great because the fats in the avocado are going to be satiating. Or I love to pair things like an apple with some cheese because then I'm getting, my apple, which has got some sweetness, it's got some carbohydrates, to something that's a bit fatty with some protein is going to be filling me up and getting me over to that next meal. Now, I need the snacks to be quick and easy, something I can easily throw together as I'm running out the door for work. So not only do I have to plan my menu of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I'm also planning my menu for my quick and easy snacks. And for me, I typically have about 5 different snacks I rotate in. A lot of them are pre-made snacks that I buy, and then some of them are things that I make, like my Greek yogurt, strawberry, flax, and greens. The next thing in crushing your meal prep is, let's get real when we're talking about portions. Portions, 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 they matter. And yes, okay, if we're in weight maintenance, they might not matter as much. Or if you're really a great intuitive eater and you can really tune into, if I eat X amount at this time, I eat less later. Great, that's awesome for you. I am not a very good intuitive eater, and I mean, I wish I was, because it makes things probably a lot simpler, but I'm not. That's just the truth. And because I have very specific body goals also, I am really into watching my portion sizes. And so one of the biggest way I understand my portion sizes is I used to track everything in the MyFitnessPal app. Today, I don't actually do that as much because I don't need to. And I know if I have typically the same snacks and the same meals, typically my food goals are exactly where they need to be. That being said, if I was going to start prepping for a very specific body goal again, I probably would hit up the MyFitnessPal app and get everything in there. So the portions, I still use my food scale and measuring cups and measuring spoons every single day because my eyes are like, hey, what's a reasonable portion? I know my eyes are going to overestimate how much I need every single time because I want to eat more. My body has not learned I have a grocery store down the street. It thinks that I'm in a dry, barren wasteland where I haven't seen food in forever, and it still tells me, you must eat all the food or else you'll be starving. It does not know my fridge is full and my freezer is full. It has no clue. So I am always overestimating my food left to my own devices. Or say there's that odd time where I know I got guessed less, then my brain says something to me like, well, you ate less last time. So, you know what you should do? You should eat more next time. So I measure everything. And if you were to open my freezer drawer, you would see right now, because it was Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend, you would see probably 10 freezer baggies full of weighed and measured turkey. You would see probably about 5 freezer bags full of squash frozen because we had so much food. I was like, what am I going to do with this squash? And I really get my proteins measured and weighed ahead of time so that when it comes time to make that lunch during the week, I just grab and go. Now, at other times, depending on what my vegetables are from the week, I will have weighed and measured and frozen my vegetables too because, hey, I'm sure they lose some nutrient value, but the grocery store sells them frozen. So if I want to stay on track and I want it to be quick and easy as I'm getting ready for work, I also cook, freeze, and portion my vegetables so I can throw a vegetable, a protein, a carb easily into a container and bam, I have lunch. So tracking, you've heard me say about it. If you want to know how much food you are getting into your body, because weight loss at its core is about calories in, calories out. So is weight maintenance. It's about calories in, calories out. Those have to be balanced if you want to lose weight and keep it off. We got to track. We got to know what we're putting in, what we're putting out. So it doesn't matter if you're on Weight Watchers, if you are on LA Weight Loss, if you're on Isagenics, calories in, calories out matters. Now, all of these plans and programs, they tell you how much you should be having. Track, make sure you got in all your food, and track and make sure you didn't overeat. And so tracking is great, and tracking provides us useful data for behavior change. And so we've talked about the menu, snacks, portions, measuring, and tracking. But again, I started off this episode saying, this seems like a lot for you to do. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do that. Outsource it. Outsource it, outsource it, outsource it. If you can't outsource it, grab your day timer, grab your schedule, and plan in when you're going to do this. It doesn't have to be that long of a time-consuming, daunting task. Maybe you do it when you're doing laundry, you're also making food, have the TV on. I mean, you can kind of multitask and get this done, but plan, figure out when you are going to crush your meal prep.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.